यमुना तीरावनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा माधव राधा माधव जय राधा माधव जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम जय गौरानिताय 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 जय गौरानिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विश्वपाद ब्रह्म सापरि ब्राज के चरे अस्तोत्र सचि श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भाई चरण अरविंद भक्ति विनंत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय नित लील पविस्त ओम विश्वपाद ब्रह्म सापरि ब्राज के चरे अस्तोत्र सचि श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव बिंद की जय श्री रूपा श्री सनातन श्री जीव गोपाल बात दास रागुण सद्गोस्वामी प्रभु की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेमिष कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तबिंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपिना श्याम कुंद राध कुंद गिरी गोवर्धन की जय श्री ब्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुर धाम की जय सिनाबद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय यमुना माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय संकीर्तन यज्ञ की जय शिल प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंट बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की जय श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय सामवेद भक्तबिंद की जय Nitai Gopimanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Tanamene Prabhupada Sya Saitamne Pakasya Vitiya Chapacharan Kirvan Sarugat Pate Namaha. Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namene Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Nirvisesa Sunyavari Paschachade Satarine. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we continue reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Today's sloka, number 8, from the 29th chapter of the third canto. Third canto is the status quo. Explanation of devotional service. Abhisandaya yohimsam. Dambam matsaryam evava. Samram bibina drigbhavam mahi kuryat sa tamasa abhisandaya yohimsa dambam matsaryam evaba samram bibina drigbhavam Mai kuryat satamasaha abhisandaya yohimsam dambam matsaryam evava samram bibina drigbhava mai kuryat satamasaha. Abhisandaya yohimsa Samram sarasaryam evabha Samram bibina drigbhavam Bhayit kurya satamasaha Abhisandaya yohimsa Dandim Sayam Eva Samram Bim Bina Dig Babam Maikuryat Satamasa. Ladies, Abhisandaya Yohimsa Dambam Matsaya Eva Ba. Samram bibina drigbhavam mayit kurya satamasaha abhisandaya yohimsam darbham masayam evabha samram bibina drigbhavam mayit kurya satamasaha Abhisandaya, having in view, ya, he who, himsam, violence, dambam, pride, matsaryam, envy, eva, indeed, va, or, samrambi, angry, Bina, separate, drik, whose vision, bhavam, devotional service, mayi, to me, Not to me, it's Krishna. Kuryat may do sa he tamasa in the mode of ignorance. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Devotional service executed by a person who is envious, proud, violent, and angry, and who is a separatist, is considered to be in the mode of darkness or ignorance. Tamasaha. Purport. It has already been stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 2nd Chapter, that the highest, most glorious religion is the attainment of causeless, unmotivated devotional service. In pure devotional service, the only motive should be to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is not actually a motive. That is the pure condition of the living entity. In the conditioned stage, when one engages in devotional service, he should follow the instructions of the bona fide spiritual master in full surrender. The spiritual master is the manifested representation of the Supreme Lord because he receives and presents the instructions of the Lord as they are, by disciplic succession. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita that the teachings therein should be received by disciplic succession. Otherwise, there is adulteration. To act under the direction of a bona fide spiritual master with a motive to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pure devotional service. But if one has a motive for personal sense gratification, his devotional service is manifested differently. Such a man may be violent, proud, envious, and angry, and his interests are separate from the Lord's. One who approaches the Supreme Lord to render devotional service, but who is proud of his personality, envious of others, or vengeful, is in the mode of anger. He thinks that he is the best devotee. Who thinks like that? Oh, very good. Some of us. Devotional service executed in this way is not pure. That means there are more pure devotees here. It is mixed and is of the lowest grade, tamasaha. Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur advises that a Vaishnava who is not of good character should be avoided. A Vaishnava is one who has taken the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the ultimate goal of life. But if one is not pure and still has motives, then he is not a Vaishnava of the first order of good character. One may offer his respects to such a Vaishnava because he has accepted the Supreme Lord as the ultimate goal of life. But one should not keep company with a Vaishnava who is in the mode of ignorance. Very heavy. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurung Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatan Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sarvadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitam Scha He Krishna Karuna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanesware Vishabano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kipasindubhyaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Abhisandhaya Yohimsam Dambham Matsaryam Evava Samram Vibina Drigbhavam Mayi Kuryat Satamasaha. In the early days in San Francisco, they don't have many devotees like what we have right now. They used to have like around 15 devotees. This is when Srila Prabhupada came back from India. He went back to India because of some heart disease. He had a stroke, so he had to recuperate. So he came back. And so, when he came back, many devotees would like to serve Srila Prabhupada personally. Because there's only 15 of them. However, not all of them can approach and serve directly Srila Prabhupada. Only few. Actually, there are only three mainly. Gaurasundar Prabhu, Govinda Dasi, and the servant, Upendra Prabhu. So one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, how come they are serving you so close? Seems to be that we are envious of them. There is some envy. Srila Prabhupada said that, yes, this is the condition of the material world. Everyone is envious of each other. Starting from Lord Brahma down to the lowest insignificant ant. Sometimes they may have some envious mentality. However, when there is a special arrangement by the Supreme Lord for the disciple to serve directly the spiritual master, they should not be envious of. No one should be envious of them, because this is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not by chance. So, ultimately, actually, if not all of us, but most of us are in this type of mentality. Envious mentality. This is the disease. Envy comes from trying to fulfill one's material desires. Actually, this is why we came here in the material world. Srila Prabhupada explained, we want to separately enjoy, apart from the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. This is the first one. But the second one is that we became envious of the position of the Supreme Lord, or His representatives, or the devotees. If this is present within amongst the devotees, what to say of the material world? Much, much more, in greater capacity. Everyone is in a rat race. You know what a rat race is? Have you seen a rat race? Maybe not. But you've seen rats very fast. I've seen them myself. Sometimes they come into my room. But I know how to get them out. Sigourney Thai, Sri Krishna Balaram, Radhe Shyam, Lalita Vishakha Devi ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Goswami Maharaj ki jai. So, everyone would like to be on top of each other. There was another story when Prabhupada went to Dai Nippon. We've told this story before. Srila Prabhupada, he had a meeting with the executives of the Dai Nippon Press. They're the first one who printed our Krishna book, first distributed here in India. So Prabhupada was speaking with one executive, and so there are many cards there, everyone giving their cards to Srila Prabhupada. So he gave his card also there. So Prabhupada asked me, so what is your goal? He didn't speak. What he did is just he put his card on top of the other cards, the others. So this is our mentality actually, especially in the material world. If they see someone who has more opulence, more wealth, more beauty, more strength, they want to be like them, but more than them. They are proud of being proud. They're already proud, but still they are proud of being proud. So we are warned that devotees should not be proud. Of course, we can be proud that we belong to the ISKCON society. We can be proud that we are worshipping the most beautiful lordships in the entire world. We can be proud of being a disciple of such and such guru. But we cannot be more prouder than that. Because if you become more prouder than that, then you lose compassion. And when you lose compassion, what happens? There is no preaching movement now. There will be no Sankirtan movement. We will not be here. So, envy is one of the six enemies of the living beings. There are lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. This is within our hearts. As soon as we come in contact with the material world, this is there. This is part of being a conditioned soul. But it is explained from the sastras that all of them can be dovetailed into Krishna consciousness except one, envy. You can be lusty, but you can be lusty for Krishna. You can transform your lusty desires into Krishna. That becomes prema. Anger, devotees, they're angry if the other devotees are being blasphemed or the lords are being blasphemed. But for himself, he doesn't take any offense. This is a pure devotee. Now, if somebody told you something and you react immediately in a wrong way, means you are guilty. You are guilty. And you react more in a mode of passion and ignorance. Immediately. Not even think of proper way how to approach things. That's why we always commit mistakes. We always commit offenses. What else? Greed. You can be greedy for Krishna. But not at the expense of others. You can be greedy. You can give everything. As Srila Rupa Goswami says, you cannot attain love of Godhead if you're not greedy. One must have this lobha. If this love of God is available in a marketplace, you should be ready to pay the price. And it doesn't matter how much it costs. Materialists are like this also. If they want something to attain, they will do anything and everything to attain that, to obtain it. They would even kill. If somebody loves somebody in the material world, they even kill that lover. And ultimately, they will kill their loved ones and they will kill themselves. Now, what else? Madness. Devotees are being called crazy. In the early days, there is an article Srila Prabhupada gave a class, Who is Crazy? Because the material is saying that we are crazy. Yes, that's true. We are mad. We are mad for Krishna. And they don't understand. We get up early in the morning, and early in the morning, we just jump up and down without any drinking of coffee or cigarette or any medication or anything. They cannot understand this. But we tell them they're also mad. But their madness is more of a crazy, really crazy person. A crazy person, if you tell something, he'll get angry. Because of false ego. Now a devotee, you tell something for his own benefit, he will say, Prabhu, thank you very much. I really learned something today. Thank you for telling me this. Thank you for correcting me. He's not angry. He's actually in a very equiposed mentality. He can understand that this is for my benefit. What else? Illusion. There is Yoga Maya and there is Mahamaya. Devotees are also, may say, the material says you are in illusion. You are an escapist. Why you don't go for a job? You don't earn money like we do. We work so hard. We have 3 jobs. We rarely eat. We only eat like, you know, some bagel or coffee, or and then we'll go back to work. And you guys, you live a very, very nice life. You have so much prasadam to eat. You're always intoxicated. But different kind of intoxication. So, we are an illusion also, they may say. But our illusion is different. Our illusion is real illusion. Madness, illusion, but envy? No way. You cannot be envious. Envious mentality is like a thorn in our hearts. It's like a pinprick. It is there. When we see some other devotees who's doing some nice seva, why is he always doing nice service to the Lord? Why is he always chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and his japa beads? Why is he always talking about Krishna? I think I'm doing okay. I think I'm Krishna conscious also, even if he's not. But why is he always doing that? This is envious mentality. Srila Prabhupada said, in the spiritual world, there is also some envy and some faults. Oh. But it's a different kind of envious mentality. They don't put down each other. Actually, they push each other closer to Krishna. If one gopi sees the other gopi making nice garland, she will say, oh, I would like to make another garland like that so I can offer to Krishna. And I will ask her how to do it. Maybe I can improve myself. In the spiritual world, in order to serve the Supreme Lord, the gopis will hurry up. They will put their mascara in the wrong place. They will put their sari in unruly way. But they will all go run to serve the Supreme Lord. So there may be some faults and some envies. But this is not envies, because Srila Prabhupada said this is spiritual competition. Transcendental competition. It's like in the early days, they have a competition. And we still do have this. We can still see this in book distribution. In the early days, who will be the first in the first place? Who can distribute the most Back to Godhead magazines, or who can distribute the most books? Is it the Radha Damodar Traveling Sankirtan Party with Tamal Krishna Maharaj, or Vishnujan Swami? Is it Tripurari Swami from Chicago O'Hare? Or is it from the LA Temple, LAX, with Rameswar Swami at that time? Who will be the first one? This should be our mentality. There should be a spiritual, transcendental competition amongst us. Who can serve Krishna the most? But not to the expense of others. Not that you hinder that devotee's progress in making spiritual advancement. That is envious mentality. Our mission is to give Krishna prema. And no one can give Krishna prema if he doesn't have this Krishna prema. One who has Krishna prema, he has an envy-free consciousness. He doesn't have envious mentality. So, in our society, this is meant to create an envy-free conscious mentality. And we can check ourselves. We should have a spiritual thermometer. Just like when you're sick, you go to the doctor, and the first thing that the doctor will give you is what? A thermometer to check whether you're really, really sick, or it's okay. He can give you a certain amount of medicine according to the disease. So similarly, we should check ourselves. But usually it's very difficult to check ourselves because we are in the conditioned state. We cannot even see our eyelids. It's so close to you. Right there, when you blink your eye, it blinks also. But you don't see. I can see it. Is that right? Usually we don't see our faults. We don't see our mistakes. But others can. So, if others are trying to tell you these mistakes or your faults, don't think that this person is envious. If it's done in the right way, you should accept it. Of course, there's a certain way how to say things. It's not what you say. It's how you say things. And it can be accepted very easily, even if the person is more in the mode of ignorance more than you. There's a certain way. And you can learn from those devotees. But don't say that, oh, that devotee is just envious of me. Of course not. If he's telling the truth, you should analyze also what he said to you. If it's true, because it goes back to you and you have to think about it. And when you think about it and you analyze it, actually, hey, he's correct. What he said is right. So actually, I am the one who is envious, not him. This is Krishna consciousness. You always think what you even have to do. There is always a motivation for every activities that we perform. Only a mad person, he is in a spontaneous platform. He do things quickly without thinking. He makes decision without thinking. But a devotee, we always think first, what is the consequence if I do this, if I do that? What will be the consequence? Is it going to hurt the fellow devotee? We should respect everyone. This is the only way. There are many ways actually, but this is one of the main ways how we can get rid of envious mentality. We should try to learn how to respect everyone. Srila Prabhupada explains also that the only remedy also to get rid of envious mentality is to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the answer for all of the problems. We don't have to look anything outside of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everything is there. it's full in itself. So a question may be asked, how can I get this envious person to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? He is envious. Just like the materialist, he may say, how can I get this person? He's in a very envious mentality. So much. How can I get him? So our movement is designed in such a way that indiscriminately we distribute the holy name or the process of devotional service, irregardless, even to the envious personalities. We don't leave any stone unturned. We do this through book distribution, prasadam distribution, and Harinam Sankirtan. These are three products. So there is a verse, Chanakya Pandit Niti. Sarpa krura kala krura sarprat kruta tara kala mantra sadhi vasa sarpa kala kena nibaryate. There are two kinds of snakes, envious living entities. One is a serpent or a snake, and one is the snake-like person who is envious also. Now, out of the two, the snake you can charm. You can charm by mantra. But the other person who has this envious-like mentality, there is no way. No way to control him. It cannot be done by any mantra. But Srila Prabhupada said, that maybe Chanakya Pandit didn't know the Maha Mantra. I'm sure he knows the Maha Mantra. I'm sure Chanakya Pandit, Maha Mantra is eternal, is ever existing. So, somehow or other, it says in that Niti that an envious mentality, snake-like personality cannot be controlled because he has this poison. In those days, during Srila Prabhupada's time, he said that in Mayapur, there is one Mohammedan person whom if you get beaten by a snake, then he will just say some mantra and you'll be cured. Is that correct? You've heard of this? You saw him. Hongkar Prabhu saw this person. A very powerful mantra. See, snakes are by nature very envious. Without warning, without reason, they will bite you, like scorpions also. But an envious mentality person, even if there's a reason, even if there is no reason, he's envious. Even if there is no reason to be envious, he's still envious because that is always his mentality. So, only a person who is very tolerant, who is very merciful, who is a friend to all, can forgive this envious mentality-like person or envious mentality devotee. If you're not tolerant, you cannot do that. You cannot forgive this person. If you are not merciful, you cannot forgive this person. If you don't have this mentality that I am also a friend to everyone, then you cannot forgive this person. It is like a nail. Once you put the nail or hammer the nail in the wood and you take off the nail from the wood, it is there. The marking is there. But a person who is very tolerant, merciful, and very forgiving, he will easily forget that there is a hole in the wood. And this takes a lot of being a Krishna conscious person. If you're not Krishna conscious, you will be on the same platform of those people or those devotees who are envious. That is, you come to their platform. So a real devotee doesn't envy anyone. He doesn't even envy the materialist. What is it to envy of the materialist? A devotee has everything already. But a devotee may envy another devotee. And the materialist, definitely, they are envious of each other, and they are also envious of the devotees. So, which person are you in that four categories? You have to check. You have to check yourself. We should pray to Lord Nisinghadev, Bahir Nisingho, Hidaye Nisingha, Nisingha Madim Saranam Prapadye. We should pray to Lord Nisinghadev. Mayapur's deity of Lord Nisinghadev is so powerful. So powerful. It's always practically, always try to think of the Lord. He has these fierce nails who crush the chest of Hiranyakashipu. We should pray to Lord Nisinghadev to sit in the core of our heart, to get rid of all these unwanted desires, especially the envious mentality. And then only we can become peaceful. If you are envious, you cannot be peaceful because you're always thinking ahead of how can I go ahead of that person. You're not peaceful at all. And this is a mode of darkness, mode of ignorance. Actually, they pray. A devotee who is in the mode of darkness, he prays that all of his enemies will die. A devotee doesn't have any enemy. But he's in the mode of ignorance. However, because that person is trying or has given himself up to a certain degree, surrendering to the Supreme Lord, then still, he should be respected. Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport. He should be given respect, but you should not associate with that devotee. Bad association breeds those who are envious, they are considered as in a wrong side. They're considered as being in a bad section. So you don't want to be so close to them because birds of the same feathers flock together. If you take their association, then you'll have this envious mentality also. So you may give respect because he's chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He's trying himself to become a good devotee, but because he has this disease, Prabhupada said that our society is like a hospital. We are all diseased. We come here to be treated, but some of us have more chronic disease. Some are malignant, some are acute, but some are really chronic. So we should pray for them. If somebody is envious of you, if somebody is always angry at you or angry in an angry mood, you should pray for this devotee to come to the platform of pure goodness. So in the next few days, we'll be hearing more about this different modes of how to execute devotional service. And we have to somehow look inside, see where we are at, how we can improve, how we can make progress. Because these modes of material nature, have you heard of pure darkness or pure ignorance? No. Have you heard of pure passion? No. But we've heard of pure goodness. Because these are like intertwined with each other, these three modes. These three modes are intertwined, just like a rope. And then it becomes 3 times 3 becomes 9. 9 times 9 becomes 81. Then 81 times 81 becomes on and on and on. So this is like mixture of colors. So we have sometimes we're in the mode of goodness, sometimes in the mode of passion, sometimes in the mode of ignorance. So we have to get out of this. We have to go beyond the modes of material nature. Huh? We have to be in the water but not wet. How do you do this? Prabhupada said, when you go fishing, don't go wet. Don't get wet. This is a Bengali proverb. Hare Krishna. When you go fishing, don't get wet. Hare Krishna. Static. Hare Ram. Everybody chant Hare Krishna. We don't know what's going on. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Loka Gauranga Prabhu. Loka Gauranga. Come here. What you do? The foot like this. You go like this. The foot. 2 feet. You go like this. He probably has epilepsy. Hmm? See, sure. The tongue. All right. That forced us to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Yes, give him the microphone. Huh? There is. This is in the Bhagavad Gita. This is in Panchatattva Prabhu. He's the expert. You can look at it, please. I read it, but I don't remember it. Yes. Go ahead. Give.
Some of the same words in here. It's from chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita as it is, Divine and Demoniac Natures. Dumbo darpo bimanascha krodha parushyam evacha agyanam chabijatasya parta sampadam asurim. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance. These qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Prita.
Many, many in the Bhagavad Gita. She has a question. Just one second. Actually, we can dwell on this sloka even for 1 week to get rid of this. We didn't even talk about being angry. We didn't even talk about being a separatist. It's in this sloka. Later on it'll be done. We didn't even talk about violence. We talk only about being envious, because I thought that this is one of the main diseases that we are encountering day by day. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much for such for discussing such very interesting, very needful for devotees topic. And actually my question is concerned about in regard, as you said, if a materialistic person is envious, so he will use against his enemies some physical materialistic way to kill his enemies.
Right.
And if we will take devotees,
mm-hmm.
So devotee is much more powerful than materialistic person. Any powerful materialistic person cannot be compared with any, even some weak devotee, because
right.
Devotee has very great power.
Right.
And in this case, if some envious devotee, he is doing some devotional service to the Lord, and the Lord says that on this path no any diminishing, so he can ask Lord anything, and Lord in some way will reciprocate with his devotee and will fulfill his desire. So if such envious devotee approaches Lord, for example, Lord Nisimhadev,
okay.
And he will pray with all his heart, please kill my enemies, such, and maybe this his enemies, so-called enemies, maybe another devotees,
mm-hmm.
And he will pray with his full heart, desiring
mm-hmm.
Lord to fulfill his desires. How we can expect that Lord probably will act in with his
devotees? Your probably is wrong. He will not do that to others. He will not harm anyone who is in the process of taking shelter of his lotus feet. He will not harm. Actually, if one becomes proud, envious of others, Krishna will change his position in such a way that more things will happen to him, for him to understand his mentality. Krishna will make this arrangement. This is, we've heard this, what? Krishna gives his mercy by giving, and Krishna gives his mercy by taking also. Both ways. So, is it wrong? He will be punished if he goes to Lord Nisimhadev and asks that let this other devotee be killed. No. He'll get punished. He'll not get rewarded. He thinks by approaching the Lord for the harm of others, either it's devotees or non-devotees, because this is more of ignorance, more of darkness. It will not.
I want to share with you one experience. Recently, I had some experience that somebody who are more powerful than me, this is Brahmana, very nice devotee, somehow he harmed me. But I was praying to Lord Nisimhadev, just protect me, because I'm so weak.
I asked
Nisimhadev to protect me. But
that is the result. He always protects his devotees.
I was hurt.
So they cannot be harmed.
But I was hurt by those devotees somehow.
He may pray, but it will not be successful, because it's a wrong prayer.
Mm-hmm. Because I was thinking maybe I did something wrong myself, or from my previous karma comes
if
such
you actually
reaction.
The symptom that if you are wrong, you feel hurt inside. If you somehow you have an encounter with another devotee, and you don't feel hurt. You don't feel hurt. That means it's okay. You're okay. But if you think that you're right, but at the same time you feel hurt inside, you may be thinking you're right, but actually you are wrong. Because you are hurt inside. And that you cannot take away. That pain inside, you cannot take that away. Even if you think that you are right.
And so just last point, how to become completely free from this envious mentality. If even somebody hurts me or somehow acts in a wrong way against me, should I forgive always and just be very white heart and just be forgive everybody every time in every circumstances?
I'll tell you. As I said, this envious mentality is like a thorn in our hearts. Okay? It's like when you go on parikrama, sometimes there's a thorn gets stuck under your feet or your foot. How do you take this out? By another thorn. A thorn gets inside the sole of your foot. To take this out, you have to get another thorn, which is actually, it's painful to get it out. So the solution, or one of the solutions, is that be humble. Humility. And it takes a lot of pride to give up this mentality of being proud. To be humble is very painful if you don't want to become humble. This is another thorn. Being proud. Proud of my position. Proud of my opulence. Proud of my family members. But there is nothing to be proud of, because we are very minute. All of us, in the eyes of the Lord, we're all equal. No one is greater, no one is smaller. Samoham sarva bhutesu. He's equal to everyone. So it takes a lot of humility to become humble. Is that not correct? It takes a lot of humility to become humble. And you want to become humble, but you have to be humble. And it's very difficult. So difficult. Especially if you are proud. And over-proud. Krishna says, if you become over-proud, as we mentioned, he takes away that service from you to get being close to him. You may be a pujari, and you are so proud. Hey, I'm the closest to Krishna. You don't have as much love as I do, because I'm so close to the Lord. Every day I touch his lotus feet. If you have this mentality, maybe at some other time you'll be out of the altar and you will be doing some other seva. And we've seen this in the past. Not just one, two, three. No, many occasions. It may be taken temporarily, but if you've learned your lesson, then you'll go back to your own original position. I hope we'll learn many things today, because you're getting purified and I'm getting more purified, much more than you. I can tell you that, because it takes a lot to become non-envious. It takes a lot to become humble. Not so easy. Vishal Prabhu, one last question. Always Vishal has a question. Thank you. Sorry, Prabhu. He has the microphone first. Gaurasakti Prabhu.
A comment, not so much a question. You mentioned when Srila Prabhupada wrote the essay, Who is Crazy?
Yes.
And many devotees may not be aware of the circumstances behind that.
Okay, tell us, please.
In 1966, there was one temple, one ISKCON temple in the world, in New York City.
Much less gifts.
There were no initiated devotees outside of India where Prabhupada had one initiated disciple. And one of Srila Prabhupada's early followers at the time was Bhakti Keith. He was one of the first devotees to shave his head, wear tilak, wear dhoti. In those days, there was no money within ISKCON. Very few devotees were present. And there was, so devotees were trying to think of, well, how can we get the money to pay the rent? And so this one devotee, Bhakti Keith, who later on became Kirtanananda Prabhu, he had an idea, let me go to the welfare office and apply for welfare for Srila Prabhupada. Now, welfare is, in America at least, it's a system where if you are unemployed and not able to work, you can go to the government and plead your case, and the government can decide to give you some money, periodically, weekly, biweekly, whatever. And so he had this idea, let me try and get this welfare money for Srila Prabhupada. So shaved head, tilak, wearing dhoti, he went to the welfare office and explained, I want to collect welfare to give to my spiritual master. And the person he was speaking with came to the conclusion, this guy's crazy. So what did they do?
Hospital.
They committed him to a psychiatric hospital. And he was in the psychiatric hospital when Srila Prabhupada gave the first initiations to the different devotees. And they would not release him. And the only condition they would release him under is if his father came, or one of his parents came and signed his release. Now, he's in his 20s, late 20s. He's very much an adult in of legal standing. Now, Kirtanananda Prabhu's father was a fundamental Baptist minister. Now, within the Christianity religion, Baptists are considered extremely fundamental. And within the Baptist tradition, his father was a fundamentalist. So he was very, very extremely conservative. And he and Kirtanananda understood that the only way I'm going to get released is if my father signs for me. And so he called his father on the phone. And his father made him promise to give up association with Swamiji and come back and become a Baptist again. So he promised. And his father came, signed the papers, got released. Obviously, he never collected any welfare. And his father was driving from the psychiatric institution to New York City. When he got to the first stoplight, Kirtanananda opened the door, jumped out, and ran to Srila Prabhupada. Now, when Prabhupada heard what had happened to him, that he had gotten locked up and committed to a psychiatric institution, Srila Prabhupada was so concerned that he actually shed tears. Because one of his followers, and Prabhupada had very, very few followers, but one of his followers had gone to such measure that he was locked up in a psychiatric institution. Srila Prabhupada was so compassionate to his followers, is so compassionate to his followers, that he cried. He shed tears for him. So I just wanted to share that background with you. And after that, Prabhupada wrote the essay, Who is Crazy? They're saying we are crazy, but we know they are crazy.
We're crazy. Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Tune in to the same station tomorrow. Gaurashakti Prabhu will be giving the class on the devotional service in the mode of passion. He'll tell us more of that for tomorrow. Can you run that one?
Huh? Hare Krishna. So
many times.
I think Prabhu, you mentioned that a devotee is always grateful, thankful for being corrected. He takes being corrected as Krishna's mercy and a chance to improve himself, yes. Right? So a couple days ago, or I know twice you mentioned this in front of the deities in class, I wanted a clear understanding. I'm trying to give a little correction, but I may need to be corrected.
No problem.
But you said that a pure devotee does not know everything.
Yes.
Now, let me further elaborate on that for a short time, because the speaker should predominate everything, so I'll make it short. The disciple should always see his guru as God, worship him as God, as good as God. Not God, but as good as God. Right? And if God is perfect, then naturally the representative of God would also have to be perfect. And Prabhupada even said, if I don't know and Krishna wants me to know, he'll tell me.
That's
that
right.
Means that he's empowered, Prabhupada,
right.
a Vaishya.
Whatever Krishna wanted him to know, Krishna will give.
We know that Lord Shiva has 78% of Krishna's qualities,
okay.
Knowledge.
So what is the
and
question?
Lord Shiva has 86%.
Okay.
So we
what
know
is the question
they're
for?
Not as perfect as God himself, Krishna, but if one is worshipping God, thinking his guru doesn't know everything, it's kind of putting a limitation on God, on the spiritual master.
Prabhuji, no one should think of negative things. You're in a negative mentality if you do like that. No one will associate to the person who's thinking that his guru has some defects. This is one of the offenses, sadhu ninda, to think that a devotee or a person who's chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or a Vaishnava, due to his past, he has some mistakes. We should not even think like that. If you're going to think that, oh, Srila Prabhupada was, let's say he went to a Scottish church college, he became a businessman. So is he, we never even think about that. You never think of anything less of the guru.
Because I was thinking too of once upon a time when Prabhupada was physically present, I went from Los Angeles. Karandar was the GBC at the time. And I called him on the phone because I was reading the original first canto Bhagavatam, so many mistakes, punctuation. And I called him on the phone and I said, Prabhupada's a pure devotee, and so many mistakes in that. And he told me that Vishal Das, even if the spiritual master makes a so-called mistake, that the mistake enhances the mistake. It doesn't diminish it.
Yeah. Well, we cannot understand the position of Guru. We cannot understand the position of Lord Krishna. We cannot understand the position of Srimati Radharani. We cannot understand the position of Lord Shiva.
Unless Krishna,
you cannot understand. We cannot comprehend. It's beyond.
The pure devotee can.
Yeah, well, but still there is an Achintya Veda Veda there, because the pure devotee doesn't think himself as God, and you don't. They're not God. They may be on the same platform as God. Give respect as the same respect that you will give to the Supreme Lord, because they are fully surrendered under lotus feet. That is why you give what is due to them to be given. As Srila Prabhupada said, Rolls Royce is not enough. I should be in the gold car. Isn't it?
Yes.
But they don't think, actually the pure devotee, they think themselves as the lowest. So do we have to think like that oh, my guru is the lowest? Do we have to think like that? Like what you are thinking? This is your analogy. This is your logic. The guru is the most intimate associate of the Supreme Lord. But the guru also doesn't think of himself like that. He thinks of himself as the lowest. So when I worship my guru, oh, you are the lowest of them all. Please, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. No, you never think of any low, negative things about your guru. That will be our defect. He doesn't have any defect.
That's what I'm saying.
That's right. So why you put out that point?
Well, I would be fearful to say that the spiritual master does not know everything.
Prabhupada said this in that instant when I gave that point. You must tell me what's going on. I'm not God. Only Krishna can know everything at all times. The Guru, if you don't inform what's going on with you, how can he expect what's going on with you?
If Krishna tells him, he
But
can
he
know.
Will not. You have to tell him also.
We don't have to do anything. What Krishna
you have
desires...
To. You have to.
On a morning walk in Vrindavan, I was with Prabhupada and I said, Srila Prabhupada, isn't the spiritual master more merciful, kinder than God? And he said, yes. So the pure devotee of the Lord is empowered by
That's
God.
That's why Guru is there. That's why Guru is there to give us guidance. So the Guru's position doesn't have to give you guidance because he knows what's going on. He will just pray to Krishna, okay, you go on. But we have to give our, you know, peace of mind. You know, we have to give our, you know, like what's inside, what's happening. Because he's not knowing. He only gets what he needs to get from Krishna. This is an instance. This is like an incident that happened in New York. Because there is some lafra going on there. And nobody told Prabhupada. So one devotee left. So he says, if you have told me, I could have saved him. That was an instance.
Once Lord Chaitanya said, I'm the most fallen.
Hare
and
Krishna.
Then Prabhupada said, do you think God is the most fallen?
That's right. So we
so
don't
the
think like
humility
that.
Of a pure devotee will say something like
but
that.
But we don't think of them like that. They may feel like that because that is this real. They feel it. But we don't see that the pure devotee is the lowest. Actually, he is the highest. If we put in the mentality that he is the lowest of them all, then we will not make advancement. This is a personal feeling. It's like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He wrote many things, right? I'm the lowest. I'm the most sinful. But they're not. Okay, one last from Mahendra Baba. I thought you are the last, but he is the last.
The last of the last.
The best of the last.
The last of the last. I would like to present Srila Prabhupada's answer to Vishal's question.
Good.
Yasmin eva vigyate, sarvam eva vigatam vigyatam bhavanti. Yasmin eva vigyate, sarvam eva vigyate bhavanti. Or vigyatam bhavanti.
Translation.
That means that one who knows the absolute truth, Krishna, is the knower of everything.
Yes.
One time, a reporter, I think it was a reporter, asked Srila Prabhupada, that Srila Prabhupada, is it true that the spiritual master knows everything? And Prabhupada said, yes. Then the reporter asked him, then could you tell me how many windows are in the Empire State Building?
Good.
And Prabhupada said, answered that question with another question, how many drops of water are there in a mirage? In other words, the question that he was asking, how many windows in the Empire State Building, but that Empire State Building is ephemeral, like a mirage. So there's no windows in the Empire State Building any more than there are any drops of water in the mirage. And that was a perfect answer. A perfect demonstration of his all-knowingness. Yeah. His all-knowingness doesn't have to take the shape of knowing everything, every detail about the material world. But yasmin eva vigyate, sarvam eva vigatam bhavanti. One who knows Krishna is the knower of everything. And that's the Guru's position.
Is that the last? One more last.
Only Krishna is omniscient. And as Janarayan Prabhu was saying, If Krishna wants the spiritual master to know something, he tells him. Only Krishna knows everything and all the time. That's called omniscience. And Prabhupada commented on it because the devotee once said, well, Prabhupada, you know everything. Prabhupada said, I am not omniscient. Krishna is omniscient.
And that is not a defect, because that is a natural. Like water is wet, sugar is sweet. That is natural. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Dhanyavad. Om Tat Sat.